6.10.
Can you begin by explaining exactly what an addiction is?
I think we often think of addiction as being something like an illegal drug, but the truth is you can be addicted to a lot of things. Caffeinated drinks, fatty, sugary foods. It could be drugs, but it could be a whole host of other things. What's happening in your brain's pleasure centers is that whenever you do this thing, it rewards you. You get a flood of dopamine in your brain's pleasure centers, and over time, you start having more and more dopamine. Well, the brain responds to that in an interesting way. All this dopamine in your brain, just like with the radio when it's turned up too loud, your brain turns down the volume. So, if you've been drinking too much caffeine, eating too much sugar, your brain actually turns down the volume, so you have to drink even more or eat even more just to get back to your normal state.
So what does that mean for someone who's addicted to something and wants to give it up?
Well, have you ever noticed how people, when they quit a substance or a behavior, they're angry, they're depressed, they're unhappy? The reason is because their brains rely on the drug to make them not only feel good, but to stop them from feeling bad. So this is all a matter of reward centers in the brain, and when you become addicted to a behavior, you're just trying to get that pleasurable feeling, to not feel so bad anymore. And that's why it's so difficult to give up. Because once you're addicted, it's so hard to stop.
If someone wants to give up an addiction, would you recommend that they went cold turkey?
Well, it depends on what they're addicted to, and it also depends on the person. If you're truly addicted to video games to the point where you're not eating or sleeping properly, or you have migraine headaches from intense concentration, or maybe you have a video game addiction coupled with depression, we will give people medicine to change their brain chemistry, to help them decrease their cravings to play video games. They couldn't go cold turkey without some kind of serious risk. But food addiction, you know, if you're addicted to fatty and sugary foods, you can't stop eating food, but you can quit that kind of food cold turkey. There's not going to be any problem in your body from doing that. And for some people, stopping smoking cold turkey is the best way to do it. But other people may be dependent on nicotine patches or gum for a while, or some other substitute.
I see. What other kind of treatment do addicts need?
The best treatment options are multi-pronged, so you may need counseling and sometimes you may need medication. And it's also vital if you can get support from your family, because these addictive personalities, they tend to push the limits and they need all the help they can get not to have a relapse, fall back into their bad habits.
Dr. Stork, thank you very much.